the emotional circulatory system. Today's topic is basically around this term that I've coined, the emotional circulatory system. After doing the work I've been doing for over 30 years, I was trying to find a simple way to express a somewhat complicated idea. And that is, how do we deal with all of the sensations, thoughts, and feelings that are flowing through our consciousness all day long? We're going to get into this in more detail when we talk about the film projector of the mind. But for right now, I'd like to simply say that all day long, one of three things are constantly flowing through our awareness: thoughts, feelings, and sensations. I kept saying, you know, what I saw people really getting tripped up on over and over again is not the thoughts, feelings, or sensations themselves, but getting attached to one particular thought, feeling, or sensation, like Velcro, or trying to push a thought, a feeling, or sensation away that they didn't want to feel. So this idea of constantly pushing thoughts, feelings, or sensations away, or latching onto them, really is what created so much suffering in the people I work with. And one of the main things we're doing in meditation is stepping back from pushing thoughts, feelings, and sensations away, or trying to grasp at them. Basically, fearing some or desiring others. So I was trying to find a simple way to talk about this and help people understand this concept in a way that could help them let go more effortlessly into their moment-to-moment experience. So the term emotional circulatory system came to me because it's similar to our cardiopulmonary circulatory system. Think about it for a moment. These two components that basically keep us alive at the most fundamental level are the beating of the heart and the contraction of the lungs through our breath. And what's happening is we're pumping the blood through all these parts of our body, and this is both oxygenating the body, but the air coming in from the lungs is oxygenating the blood. You've probably seen this in video demonstrations of the cardiopulmonary system, that the blue blood that has all the oxygen taken out of it all of a sudden has to get pumped back into the lungs to get that nice red color again, where all of a sudden we get more oxygen, which is why we practice so much in the Peace Within process, deep belly breathing, to really, really be able to bring that in, and compassionate awareness through our mindfulness practice. So the analogy is this. Instead of pumping blood, we're pumping experience, moment-to-moment experience. And instead of red and white blood cells and platelets, we have thoughts, feelings, and sensations. And instead of oxygenating the blood, we're bringing compassionate awareness to our experience. So no matter what we're experiencing, the emotional circulatory system, to keep it flowing and moving well, is to simply allow our moment-to-moment experience to unfold without resistance. That means to feel what we feel, sense what we sense, think what we think, but from a meta-awareness, meaning that we're allowing these things to unfold, but we're not getting lost in them. So much of the Peace Within process is simply stepping back from our experience. We're not pushing thoughts away. We're not trying to not think. This is a classic misunderstanding of meditation. You know, people often say, I can't stop my thoughts. Meditation and mindfulness is not at all about stopping thoughts. It's simply not being attached to them and not by being overly identified with them. It's about simply stepping back from them with compassionate awareness. And I love this idea of, just like the blood gets red, our experience gets more compassionate, more gentle, more kind. We become kinder to ourselves, in particular when we are suffering. In particular, we might have a chronic physical pain and we tend to clamp around it. Oh, I don't want to feel that. Oh gosh, I'm still feeling that. And then we create all these real negative stories around this experience, and that makes us contract and pull in and actually increases the suffering. So what's happening with the emotional circulatory system is just like we want to be breathing nice and deep. We want our heart to be beating nicely and not too fast. The same thing with our experience and our emotions, our sensations, and our thoughts. We're wanting everything to simply circulate and move, creating space around our experience instead of trying to push it or force it or resist it. So we'll talk about this in more detail as we move through, in particular when we get into peace within the body, peace within the heart, and peace within the mind. We're going to break down specifically how to create space around difficult emotions, how to create space around difficult sensations, and also how to create space around difficult thoughts or stories we tell ourselves, in particular with negative self-talk. But for now, simply in Module 1, I'm introducing you to this idea of the emotional circulatory system. So I really hope that this will help you as you move through the Peace Within process to become a little bit more gentle, kind, and accepting of your experience and of yourself. And as you're journaling in particular in the Peace Within journal, this is a real important context. Because as you're journaling and allowing yourself to become compassionately aware of whatever you're writing, this allows you to keep the emotional circulatory system flowing. So the idea is it's about the current, not the content. It's the process, not the product. And that allows you to step back and feel that flow that helps you feel more peaceful within. God bless you. Be well, and we'll see you next time. Namaste.